And we're going next to Australia, where some remarkable news about, we all know how full of life babies are, but this is really an extraordinary case about Australian police charging a 30-year-old woman with attempted murder after she abandoned her newborn baby in a drain near Sydney. And to tell us more, we're joined by BBC correspondent Phil Mercer. First of all, the circumstances, Phil, of how this happened.
Extraordinary, really. This is a distressing story of neglect. It's also one of extraordinary survival. Two cyclists on a bike path near a busy motorway in suburban Sydney on Sunday, hearing the screams of what they initially thought was a distressed kitten. They investigate and found that the cries belonged to a baby. The problem was the baby was in a stormwater drain about 8 feet under the ground, and it took about 6 or 7 people to lift a very heavy concrete slab before the baby could be retrieved. Now, investigators believe that this little boy, less than a week old, had been in the drain for more than 5 days.
And, I mean, what did he have around him?
Well, just concrete and damp earth, and he had a swaddling from what's thought to be a hospital. He had his umbilical cord clipped, like many almost all babies do when they're delivered in hospital. So this clearly was a little boy who was delivered in hospital, and the police believe that he was abandoned when he was 24 hours old. And the authorities have managed to track down the mother, and she's been charged with attempted murder, and her case has been heard briefly in a magistrate's court in Sydney. And there are reports that, according to court documents, that the woman has admitted to the police here in Australia that she knew that by placing the baby boy in the drain that it could well kill him. So this is the start of quite a long legal process, and this case returns to court later in the week.
And has anything emerged about what led the police to her and led to this charging?
Well, they checked hospital birth records, investigators. They door knocked and they looked high and low. That eventually led them to the mother, and she was charged with being with attempted murder within a few hours of this little boy being found. So it is a miraculous story. We all know that very small babies are, as you say, full of life. They are also extremely resilient. Just how resilient this little boy turns out to be, we'll have to wait and see. Doctors at the Westmead Hospital in Sydney, he is in very good hands, by the way, say he's in a stable but serious condition, and they do hope he will make a pretty good recovery. So fingers crossed that will be the case.
I think that's what everyone will feel. Thank you very much, Phil Mercer in Sydney. It's 5 to 9.